Good morning. Just a few reminders. Today, following our morning service, we'll be having our quarterly voters meeting downstairs in the Undercroft. So if you're able to attend, that would be greatly appreciated. Also, this coming Thursday is Women's Bunko Night here at Zion. There's more information in the back of the bulletin if you're interested in attending. And of course, next Sunday is our RefraFest celebration, so we will have someone in the back following service today to sell tickets. And again, there's more information in the back of your bulletin about that as well. The Old Testament reading for this, the 19th Sunday after Pentecost, is from the 32nd chapter of Genesis. The same night, Jacob arose and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream and everything else that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day has broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered." This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle reading is from the third and fourth chapters of 2 Timothy. "As for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but have itching ears. They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter. Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, 'Give me justice against my adversary.' For a while he refused. But afterward he said to himself, 'Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming.' And the Lord said, 'Hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to all of you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus told a story today about a widow. And this widow had gone through a lot in her life. And she had a big problem right now. Someone in the town she lived in had wronged her. And we don't know what they did to her. This widow may not have had any family to help her, but this woman was persistent, and she knew who could help her. It was the local judge, which we would probably call a mayor. So first thing in the morning, the widow went to this mayor and begged for help. But this mayor would walk right past her. She stayed outside his door and kept asking for help. When the mayor left for lunch, she was there, and he would ignore her. When he came back from lunch, there she was, begging for help, and he still ignored her. When it was the end of the workday, the mayor would leave to go home, and there she was, still begging for help. And off the mayor went again, ignoring her. Finally, the mayor listened to this widow. But he did not listen because he cares for this woman. The mayor listens because he just wants this widow to stop bothering him and go away. That's why he finally listened to her, so she would be quiet. It's interesting, Jesus actually revealed why he told this story. The Bible says this: Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. Pray and do not lose heart. In many ways, we are like that widow a lot of times when it comes to God. When something is wrong, we reach out to our mayor, God, and we ask for help. Sometimes we beg for help. We pray to God constantly. Often for serious things. We may pray that our family would remain in the faith, a good prayer. But we may feel like God is walking right past us as we beg for that request. We pray to know we are forgiven of our sins, the sins we do daily and the many sins we've done in the past. We pray earnestly for help with that. We pray constantly to actually feel that we are forgiven. But we don't always feel forgiven. We remember some past sins way too much. And we may feel just like that widow in our story. We ask for help and we don't feel like we're getting it. We do pray for serious things. In the face of death, we may beg for a miracle to happen. We plead with God for just a few more years, even a few more months, a few more days. And we may end those prayers with, "Not my will, but your will be done." And we may mean it. But what we really, really want is our will to be done, what we're praying for. But as so often happens in matters of life and death, it looks like the death side has won the fight. Jesus told the story today of the widow and that mayor. Jesus told the story so we would actually be encouraged to pray and not lose heart. Sometimes we may feel like the widow who prays and prays and feels like they're not being heard. That could be true. But the widow only had that mayor she was begging for help from. We have someone totally different. We have God. And the one we are praying to and crying out to is nothing like that horrible mayor. The God whom we pray to, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, always has our best interests in heart. Our God always knows what we need before we even ask it. At the end of this parable Jesus told, Jesus even said this: "Will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily." You see, every prayer we have ever prayed to God, and I mean this, every prayer has already been answered for us in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So when we pray for our families, that faith would continue, hasn't Jesus done everything so we could believe in him? And also our families have every opportunity to have faith as well. Nothing is stopping people from believing because God's word is being spoken everywhere in this world. And when it comes to the forgiveness of sins, all of them, didn't Jesus already die for every single one of them? Your prayers have already been answered for forgiveness. Jesus spilled his blood for your forgiveness. And Jesus has already done this for you. You are forgiven of every single sin because of what he's done. And when it comes to the most serious prayers we pray, the prayers for healing, the prayers in the face of death, your prayers have already been answered. And God has not said no to you. God could never say no to you. Jesus' resurrection from the dead has now become your resurrection from the dead. When you pray for healing, you will have a healing one day. A healing that lasts forever in Christ. When you pray to be delivered from death, even beg for that, God says, yes, I have answered your prayer. You will rise from the dead just like my son rose from the dead. I know we may want that right here and right now, but we don't have to act like little children who are grumpy when they don't get what they wanted and when they want it. God has said yes to you because death will never separate you from God because of Jesus' resurrection. Remember what Jesus said to the thief on the cross who died next to him. Today you will be with me in paradise. And even though we may be separated from our loved ones by death, that will be just for a very short time. Death will not keep our bodies in the grave forever. One day Jesus will return. And when Jesus returns, he will recreate our bodies. And you and all believers will have a new glorified body that death will never be able to touch again. I know we can feel sometimes just like that widow. We can feel like we haven't been heard. We can feel like God is ignoring us. But nothing could be further from the truth. Jesus Christ knows what you need in this life. And 2,000 years ago, he already answered every one of your prayers. Every one of your prayers has been answered in Christ's death and resurrection. Every single one of your prayers can find their fulfillment in what Christ has done for you. And every prayer has already been answered yes to you through Christ. So as Jesus said, you can pray and never lose heart. We can, because Jesus will always be faithful to you. Amen. And now may the peace of our God, which surpasses our understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
It has pleased Almighty God to call from this vale of tears to himself in heaven the soul of our departed sister, Mary Kudla, who passed away on Friday. Funeral preparations will be forthcoming, and we will inform the congregation as soon as they are made. Thank you.